India's lockdown is the largest of its kind in the world, impacting a population of 1.3 billion people. All of the country's main metropolitan areas remain classified as red zones and will stay under strict lockdown measures. Abhir Dasgupta is an independent Indian journalist based in Mumbai, India's largest city, with a population of over 18 million. I asked him first whether the surprisingly low official government figures, almost 67,000 confirmed cases and almost 3,000 deaths, are an accurate estimate.
The figure varies depending on who you ask. However, these figures should be taken with a grain of salt. Firstly, right from the beginning of the COVID crisis in India, the concern has been that India is testing far below the scale at which it should be. The COVID epidemic is still uneven in how far it has entered India. In some states in the western parts of India is where the most infections are, where the curve is still growing exponentially, whereas in other parts of the country it has yet to take off. As of now, there is only one state where the government has declared officially that it has succeeded in flattening the curve. So that these numbers need to be seen in that context. India is yet to see the worst of it.
India has a huge internal migrant workforce, with the flow of migrants mainly from the eastern to the western states and to the larger cities. With all public transport closed down, many of these displaced workers have sought to return home on foot, causing the largest mass movement of people since the partition of India in 1947. Abhir Dasgupta again.
There have been several deaths that are attributable to this crisis. People who have been keeping track say that this figure has reached over 500 deaths that are attributable to the lockdown and not to COVID-19. And most of these are migrant workers who have walked hundreds of kilometers and collapsed of exhaustion, or who have reached home and then lost their lives.
The Indian Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has developed a COVID-19 smartphone app. Within a week of its release, with 83 million users, the Indian app became the most downloaded app in history. The government is vigorously promoting use of the app in some ways which are causing concern about infringement of individual rights.
After launching it within a month, the central government made it mandatory for all government employees to download the app and use it. And more recently, it made it mandatory for all workers in the private sector to use the app as well.
Rahul Gandhi, the leader of the opposition Congress Party, has condemned the use of the app, describing it as a sophisticated surveillance system. The government's credibility has been severely tested by an embarrassing breach of data security.
A French ethical hacker named Robert Baptiste, who goes by the name of Elliot Alderson, he on Twitter claimed that there were security issues with the app that the Indian government responded to but dismissed his concerns. Shortly thereafter, he tweeted that vulnerabilities in the app allowed him to know who is unwell or infected or has made a self-assessment in the area of his choice, and he gave out details of how many people were unwell and infected at highly sensitive places such as the Prime Minister's office, the Indian Parliament and the Home Office.
The Indian government has also adopted an aggressive stance in trying to suppress speculation, misinformation and false news, going so far as to approach the Supreme Court for a ruling. Abhir Dasgupta explains.
The Supreme Court ordered the government to start a daily bulletin on COVID-19 development, and it upheld the right of the media to freely discuss COVID-19 while it directed the media to refer to and publish the official version of COVID-19 developments in order to avoid inaccuracies and large-scale panic.